This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's Sarah Spain!
Thank you for having me. This was a fun way to spend my day. Everything everyone said about the score and you being a tyrant is totally wrong. Wait, is that what you want me to say? Write it down again.
You're not a tyrant.
You are a great person to work with.
Afternoons on the Score.
Our starters are going to play. Everyone's going to play.
What's the value of
that? Well, last week... And really, all through camp, I've been pretty consistent with the thought of reps are the most important thing to get him up to speed. And by the plan that we had a week ago, we were able to get him probably somewhere between 80 and 100 more reps than we would have been able to do had he played in the game. This week, it's a different schedule, different length of time in terms of in between games and all that. And so our plan right now is the guys that sat out last week, they will be playing this week.
That is Bears head coach Ben Johnson talking about what his team is going to do this week. That's a little different from last week. Bears training camp coverage on the Score is presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Reps. That's what it's been about. He detailed the plan as for last week to get Caleb a big pile of reps. As we know, those have not necessarily then converted to quality practice. But here we are with a different plan. I have a thought. Lawrence Holmes.
Okay, Matt Spiegel.
Thanks.
Does it have to do with the Cubs or?
Nope.
Because, yeah, I mean, that was a pretty good interview, I thought.
Yeah, I think so. But no, I'm ready to stop thinking about them. Like I told you, I meant it. I meant it. It is a relief to not think about them right now.
You need a sports sorbet. Palate cleanser, if you will.
A palate cleanser. We'll have a lot of them today.
Yeah.
We'll get back to Cubs later on.
All right.
We got hot Bears stuff to discuss.
I am here for your thoughts.
All
Let's
right.
go.
All right. Let me know. Lawrence Holmes, once again. So we got all the reps, and he's been onloading all of these plays and this volume of stuff for Caleb to learn. And now this week, he's actually going to use him in a game. Now he gets to see, all right, starting today.
How far are we?
And let's dial in on just a few. I'm just going to use these. These are going to be the 15. How good can you get now at these 15 or 25 or 30 or whatever it's going to be? Let's forget the 150 I threw at you and all of these different things. Now dial in on these. Let's see what our process can be like go home, work on them, know them cold. On a Tuesday, come back on a Wednesday, run them well. Didn't go great? Okay, still practice. Go home, come back, we're going to run them again on a Thursday. Run them again on a Friday. What do you got? We're going to walk through them on a Saturday. What do you got? Then we see on Sunday, and he'll get a feel for a simplified workload for Caleb and what he can do.
Well, and there's opportunities in there, too, because you're having your dual practice with the Bills. So you've got that as a way to work even more and be like, okay, this is what it looked like kind of for real for you. Now it's for real, for real. Let's play ball. Like, let's see what it's like when we go out there and we play and how I am on game day, how you are on game day. Let's work through some of that stuff. And maybe there's something there that can be harnessed too.
You brought in a lot of extra stuff right there, which is really important, like the human interaction and the rhythms of a game week and the rhythms of game day. That's a big, big deal. I found myself just thinking about, I don't think he's learning. I don't think he's translating what he's learned incredibly well to the practice field just yet in terms of excellence. So now simplify it and see what happens there.
Well, my whole thing is, what are you like when you're scared? Like, what when you're in harm's way?
Yeah.
What is this going to look like? And throughout camp, there's not that, because you're wearing an orange jersey. People are not, they're not going to touch you. Don't touch the merchandise, right? Like that's what you're supposed to be doing. But in a game situation, and I don't want Caleb to get hit at all. But there's a difference between, you know that you can just chunk the ball and the play is going to be dead and you mm-hmm. start over again mm-hmm. versus that guy's trying to make the team.
Uh-huh.
That guy's trying to get a bigger contract. That guy's trying to look good out here. How do you react when it's as real as can be in a preseason game?
And that's a big deal, because maybe in the past he would have extended a play and gotten outside the pocket and done some scramble things, and this time Ben wants him to stand in there and get ready to take the potential hit and just execute what he's been asked to execute and see if he can do it. So that's obviously a big, big deal. I'm hoping for a glimpse into some positivity, or at least some optimistic benchmarks for what Caleb's week can give us. I'm curious if we're going to get anything.
I would be shocked if there aren't things that you see on Saturday that would allow you to maybe not refill, but at least get a little something going on in the hope bucket. Because here's the thing about Caleb. We have seen him do crazy stuff.
He fills up a hope bucket during a game pretty well.
We've all seen it. We've all seen him do crazy stuff.
There's a hole in the hope bucket right now, dear Liza. Dear Liza.
There is.
There's a hole in the hope bucket.
I love that cartoon. But yeah, that seeing him make a play, like something that maybe a few guys in the league can do, and he does it, you go, okay, like I get it.
Remember that time he was scrambling to his left and Roma Dunze adjusted and went deep down the field?
Yeah.
Caleb made a throw. Remember that?
He made a throw at the practice I was at last week two weeks ago, where he was running right. And I always think it's amazing when guys are able to put touch on a pass that they're going towards, because ordinarily you would think the momentum, his ability to do that, I think he hit Luther Burden for that throw. That type of stuff is wow type stuff. But here's the thing. And
ladies and gentlemen, here comes the thing.
The thing is that I actually feel very confident that Caleb can do all of that stuff. What I'd like to see is, can he do just the operational stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the stuff where you don't have to be special. That's why I keep bringing up Jared Goff, and it's almost like it's an insult to ask Caleb to play like Jared Goff. And I'm like, no, Jared Goff, it's not a slur. Like, him putting up the type of numbers that Jared Goff has put up would be more than sufficient.
Operationally, I'd like to see him play like Case Keenum this past week. Operationally, just like get to the line and call out the right things. This is the idea, is that if you can just do the basics well and efficiently, then your talent will take over when it needs to take over. Just go ahead and I want to see him execute play after play after play of protections, of handoffs, and play action. And then hit somebody 10 to 12 yards down the field off of play action. Just simple stuff. Let's see it.
So, Speegs, I think that you hit on something that Bears fans, Bears social media, I think that's this that thing that you just said is it. No one wants to live in the space of, hey, what do you mean? This is remedial quarterback stuff that you guys are talking about. And it seems like... It seems like Bears fans in that space have been sold something. And I've been talking to a lot of them like on Caleb videos on Twitter where it's like, well, you guys said, first of all, stop with the monolith stuff. Secondly, they do feel like because of what the draft complex, industrial complex, has told them about Caleb Williams, that he is going to be generational. And I always bristled at that word, and I hate that word in scouting parlance. I hate it. Because of that, to go back to this, which is the right thing to do? The right thing to look at, Speegs.
To look at the very basics.
Yes!
I know.
Yes!
I know.
But if you're a Bears fan going, hold on, wait a minute, wait a damn minute. I saw Jaden Daniels go in there and turn that whole franchise around, and it happened immediately. But
it's a different skill set. It's a very different skill set. They used his threat as a runner to do a million different things that they don't do with Caleb.
And let's just keep it 100. He was better coached.
He was way, way better coached, and he might be better at some key things. I mean, it sure seems like he might just be better at some certain things that we'll get to, actually, as part of a later conversation. For now.
For now, yeah. I think that you can make the argument that Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC. You can make that argument.
I mean, he definitely showed you a ton. But yeah, no, I don't know if Bears fans are struggling with that particular aspect of it, but you've been interacting a lot more. I've seen you out here in these Twitter streets. Woo, boy, you are fighting the good fight out there. Going back and forth. The people who hear certain things and they hear certain things wrong, and they see a clip and they attach it to attach everybody's words to you.
Yeah,
I get it.
Which is weird considering my stance on the whole thing, but whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to interact, and I also understand. I understand where Bears fan goes, no, guys, like we were told that this is the guy. And look, there's some legitimacy to that. If we take away the industrial draft complex for a second, let's take that away. Just look at the Bears' actions. And you look at what the Bears did to get into a position to draft Caleb Williams. Their actions also set expectations where the Bears fan goes, you guys... You did this whole trade. You traded a quarterback that all of us kind of liked. You know, maybe we weren't over the moon, but we kind of liked him and liked the guy. You did all of this stuff to get yourself into this position, and you weren't going to move off of that number one. You weren't going to talk to Jaden Daniels. You weren't going to think that it was anyone other than Caleb Williams he was going to be the quarterback. Their actions allow for a fan to go, I don't want to hear about the quarterback starting over.
You told me it was, yeah, of course. They told him. And then a lot of people, including some on this radio station, not you, but some on this radio station, absolutely said this is going to happen. We believe this is going to happen. And you did not get a CJ Stroud type team performance. You didn't get that. And now it is a start over. And I think most people do know that. There might be some people looking to prove a point and live in the space of, see, I told you so. And that's one way to go about life. But I think there are a lot of Bears fans out there who do understand that he's got to be trained to do some things in the basic quarterback under center way and the basic processing that Ben teaches that are different.
Yes.
The thing that's interesting is that Caleb apparently in quarterback collective and all those camps growing up, Lawrence, he really liked the Kyle Shanahan system that he was being taught and being told about and learning that way. But then Lincoln Riley did it a different way. Lincoln Riley did it his way, and Caleb learned that way and got good at it. And now it's kind of going back to reading through progressions. And I look forward to our conversations with Kurt Warner to kind of dial in on some of this.
Pure progression versus read defender type stuff. I'm with you on that. And I think that's the struggle. What I've been saying to people, and if you are following me on Instagram or Twitter at Lawrence W. Holmes, what I've been saying to folks is that you have to understand, and you don't have to like it. And I'm not telling you to like it. I would just like for you to understand. Caleb has to unlearn and learn at the same time with stuff on the line. And I understand Bears fans who are like, I don't want to wait anymore. I don't want to wait for life to be over.
I didn't know if you were going to continue. I thought about it. I'm like, no, it's good.
I almost went Peter Griffin there.
I forgot he does that.
I don't want to wait for my lunch to get colder.
Uh-huh.
I am sympathetic to that for any fan that says no. But if we take into account all of the things, and I just keep asking people, remember what you saw. You saw a bunch of idiots coaching this guy last year. And you and Bears fans were actually ahead of it. They're like, this doesn't seem right. And then when you start getting all of the reporting that was going on, and it's like, yeah, so the Bears coaching staff might be a bunch of idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And you're hearing players talk about all of that stuff. I just think that he's in a really rough spot. And I'm rooting for him. I truly am. But I also think that his success may make it more difficult for him to break it all the way down and submit and go, hey, you got it, coach. Like, I am ready to do all of this stuff.
This is where the conversation we had yesterday that Baby T put into the open about Caleb being one of those guys, as I used to say, fake it till you make it guy, which is an understandable way for somebody in their 20s to be. And as you say, like somebody who tells the coaches, I got it. And then like, oh no, I don't got it. No, I got it. And you hope that privately those conversations are going on and the breaking down of that is going on. It's very natural that that process would need to happen. This is where that process matters so much. Just like getting in there and teaching a guy and making him as vulnerable and accountable as you need to be while trying to remain confident. Like that's hard stuff to do on a human level. And Ben seems to be good at it, you know? And Ben seems to have a way about him. You know what it reminds me of? We got the DJ Moore cut. Hey, Tyler, we got the DJ Moore cut about Ben Johnson. The DJ Moore cut where he was like trying to describe his personality. Because DJ Moore is a fascinating dude who we know has had a lot of different coaches, a lot of different quarterbacks, but he was describing Ben Johnson and was describing like how he feels about him. And even as like a vested vet who got paid, he's got some understandable kind of surprise at what he's getting out of Ben Johnson.
Well,
you know,
it's funny too, because the Antoine Randall L cut on DJ Moore.
Yeah, because they're working to break him down.
Mm-hmm.
They're working to break him down. And sometimes new coaches and new regimes, you gotta break a lot of guys down.
And I think that there is a romanticism about that, that when we hear like the concept of this person needs to be coached harder, there's kind of the movie film version that we think that yelling at someone is going to get them to go.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it works. Some players react differently than others do in those moments. If you put yourself in the same situation for in whatever space you're at in your life or career of unlearning something that you did for an entire year that was completely wrong, and then with all that muscle memory, trying to learn something that's more complicated but right, and the how difficult that might be for you.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But it takes a very special personality to try and get in there. Here's DJ Moore talking about Ben Johnson. He's a little scared of him.
How direct and blunt is the feedback that he gives you?
Real, real blunt. And, you know, sometimes it's like you got to be a man about it and you can't just tuck your tail. You just got to take the coaching.
So you got to tuck your tail. You got to be a man about it, and you just got to take the coaching.
Take the coaching from people who have been to the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, man. I know it.
People that have – what's the crazy line on Antoine Randall? Someone brought it up this week where it's like he played for Bobby Knight. He threw a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He was all-conference quarterback.
He beat Kevin Garnett in high school.
That's what it is.
It was in Adam Johns's tease for his piece on The Athletic, or on CHGO, sorry, about Randall L. He beat Kevin Garnett in high school, played for Bobby Knight, threw a touchdown in the Super Bowl, and was drafted by the Chicago Cubs.
Along with being an all-conference quarterback.
Yeah.
At Indiana.
Like, just an unbelievable figure that must be respected. And somebody like DJ Moore can get broken and rebuilt by a guy like that and by Ben. And Ben is definitely trying to break Caleb and rebuild him.
There's no doubt about that.
I'll be fascinated to see how much he plays on Sunday. Ben says he's going to wait till after the joint practice on Friday to decide exactly.
Speaking of respected men, you see who's in the studio?
Man, it's Paris Schutz. That dude knows his stuff. He made an analogy when we were talking.
I don't think he quite got the pronunciation right.
Me? What'd I say, Schutz?
We had to dump you.
I thought I nailed it. No, we didn't, did we?
Paris Schutz.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That is not what you said.
There's no way.
What'd he say?
That's what you heard. You didn't dump me, did you?
Are you saying that Baby T had to be on top of that dump one and maybe I missed it? Or maybe Baby T
and
missed
Baby
it?
Baby T missed it? I don't think so. I think we're good.
All right, we'll let the people on Twitch decide.
Anyway, Paris made an analogy about the Bears' strategy in their political endeavors regarding the stadium that I'm not going to give away. We'll have to let him reveal it when he joins
us. Who's coming up next?
Paris Schutz. Schutz, right?
That was closer.
Yeah, it was closer.
Yeah, he joins us next year on The Score. Stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I definitely listened to 6-7 Score growing up for sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, he'd always have it on.
Afternoons on the Score.
Are you concerned that it's taken this long that you could have had this done a couple years ago?
No, these things take time. It's on us to convince the governor and the state legislators that this is a good idea for the people of Illinois. And we need to do a better job at that. This project can be, as Kevin said, transformative. And the concern is that delay means greater expense. And it also means that we're missing out on another round of assignment of major events. We need to get in the mix.
The Bears absolutely need to get into the mix. Are they in the mix, or are they being delusional about where things stand with their stadium? Paris Schutz is incredible. You may remember him from WTTW. He now works for Fox 32. He's been putting out all sorts of cool stuff on social media as well. He is live here in studio joining us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline, kind of. He's here in the room. You've been doing all sorts of work on this particular story. Update the Score listener who's like, I feel like things are moving in the right direction. Are they?
Well, no. You know, to use the football analogy, it's 0 yards in a cloud of dust right now. I called the governor's office this week and I said, so have the Bears sat down with you and had a meeting in the last few months? And the spokesperson said no. So they came out with this announcement on Friday. We're solely focused on Arlington Heights. We're going to get this bill passed in Springfield to help us out with property taxes a little bit. And we can't do it until we get that. And then we're going to put shovels in the ground this year. But this is kind of what's been going on for 2 years here. A lot of proclamations in the media that, well, they're this close to getting these votes to get some help to build their stadium. And yet when I talk to lawmakers, they say, well, it's news to us because they haven't really lobbied us. They're not doing the things they need to do to make this palatable for us. You hear the governor, you hear legislative leaders going on TV saying, yeah, they're worth $8.5 billion. I don't want to give any taxpayer help to an organization that seems like it's doing just fine. So the notion that they're going to get something through in the fall session, and here's what your listeners need to know. They couldn't get that bill through in the regular session. Now the rules change in fall. You need a 3/5 majority. And so they're thinking, well, we didn't have the votes in the regular session. Somehow we're going to get like 16 more votes in the fall session and get this thing passed. It doesn't make any sense.
All right. So, Paris, you're clearing up some things here and a big picture is starting to come together. But just so people can kind of wrap their heads around it, on Friday they make this announcement and it's clear that Kevin Warren is staying doing his thing, which he says, we're making great progress. This is going to happen. This is what we need. Shovels in the ground before the end of the year. George is the one who says, we need to do a better job. He stayed on message with that, and he stayed on message with that even during the game.
He told the truth there. He told the truth.
He said, we need to do a better job of getting Springfield to go along. But now you say they haven't done anything. Like, you're, as a veteran in this realm, if an entity, a corporate entity, a team or otherwise comes out and says, we're trying to get this done with legislators, it usually means they've started down that path.
Well, they've shifted their strategy over 2 years. Let's go back to all the missteps from the very beginning. Kevin Warren has been on the job, what, 2 years, 2+ years? And the McCaskies already have that plot in Arlington Heights. That's where they want to go. Kevin Warren comes in. And I believe him sincerely that he thought that the best move was to go to the city. So he befriended the mayor. He said, screw Arlington Heights. Let's try for something on the lakefront. Mistake number one, befriending Mayor Brandon Johnson, who's not politically popular, doesn't have any juice in Springfield. And they came out with that press conference saying, oh, by the way, also give us $2 billion in taxpayer money. Lawmakers came out right away saying, not going to happen. We don't have any appetite. Then what Kevin Warren was saying, I remember interviewing him at the Union League Club. He's like, well, they're worried about their elections right now. Of course, they're going to say that. But once the elections are done, they're going to come back and they're going to vote on this. No, that didn't happen. So they did change their strategy. They said, well, first of all, they started focusing solely on Arlington Heights when they realized Chicago wasn't going to happen. The strategy, instead of just give us $2 billion, is this bill where it says we want property tax certainty, which means instead of pay property taxes based on what the value of their building and the complex and the land is going to be, let's, before we build, strike a deal. Let's have the ability to strike a deal with Arlington Heights, the municipality, on what our property taxes are going to be. And I don't understand this bill either. So it's like, we go to Arlington Heights and we say, hey, by the way, we're going to pay $1 in property taxes. What are you going to do? You know, like, or else we'll just go somewhere else. So this does sound like, and State Rep Cam Buckner, who I know you've talked to, has said, yeah, it's a property tax break and this could save them real money.
So you made the analogy. Tell people the analogy you made when we had talked about possibly coming on. You likened their political strategy to what?
Their political strategy is akin to former head coach Matt Eberflus's end of game strategy. It's just a bunch of people looking around on the sidelines, it sounds like. I'm just basing this on reporting, you know, and talking to people that by the way, are with the Bears organization and close to this. And there are people that have advised the Bears on how to do this. For instance, you know, don't come out and ask for $2 billion. The Cubs tried that, 10 years ago now, and they didn't get it. And so they found different things. They shut down Waveland and Sheffield. They got the sign. So they found different things to help them out. And the Bears needed to identify what that is. I will say there were opportunities, based on my own reporting, to get some taxpayer help. If they had come together with Jerry Reinsdorf, not on a building, but saying, we're going to build our own buildings, but on a financial benefit package. Can you extend the hotel tax for both of us? And we're going to be together on this. And, you know, and lawmakers would have perked up because that's two big stadiums here, massive economic development projects. And that would have been an easier sell. But we know the Bears and the White Sox, you know, they did their own separate thing. Jerry Reinsdorf, it was like a race to the bottom in terms of, you know, Jerry went down there with his leather jacket saying, build my whole stadium for me, as he did 30 years ago when he had Mike Madigan and Big Jim Thompson back then. He doesn't have that now. So that was mistake number one. Number two, the governor, and I can say this because he didn't say off the record, but we did an interview before the DNC a year ago. When the cameras stopped rolling, we started talking about the Bears. And he says, look, like, the thing about this is, like, if you build in an area that needs economic development, the state will help out. We build roads. We build infrastructure. We want to see something that, like Bronzeville. And you know full well, the Michael Reese Hospital site was talked about. The Bears insisted that it would just not be feasible there.
You look at what the Bulls are doing with the 1901 project.
Right.
There's going to be money for that stuff.
And it's a commuted Garfield Park that needs development. This is a great thing. Public officials want that kind of thing. There's no community on the lakefront. You know, you're not developing or advantaging a community if you build on the lakefront. And that's what Kevin Warren did in the Twin Cities, is that it did help a neighborhood develop. So they didn't think in terms of that.
I wonder, Paris, and we're talking with Paris Schutz of Fox 32, is there a miscalculation here on maybe Kevin coming in and being an outsider and not understanding not just how Chicago politics works, which is its own animal, but Illinois politics? Like, the constituencies are very different. And if you're trying to pitch someone from Decatur or Peoria or Champaign, it's a different pitch than it is the alderman from the city of Chicago. Did they have this right?
No, that's a great point, Lawrence. You're absolutely right. And that's the thing that they realized, I think, as this progressed, is that you've got, and this is what Cam Buckner told me, we've got 30 state representatives from Chicago, and you're asking them to vote to give money for the Bears to leave Chicago? So you know, they when you are asking for state money, you've got people in Chicago, you've got people in the burbs and downstate. You've got to make it palatable to all of them. And now the Bears, that's why their strategy has changed. So now instead of money, they're saying, we want property tax certainty, not just for us, but for any big development like ours. So now they're trying to frame this in a sense of, this isn't just a giveaway to the Bears, it's to help all of Illinois. And that's exactly right. That's the game you have to play. It's a game of math. Addition, you've got to get Chicago people on board, suburban people on board, downstate people on board, and show that you've got your ducks in a row. And so when your strategy is, hey, Mayor Johnson, be my new best friend, and also state give me $2 billion to build on the lakefront, you're not playing that game.
There's only a handful of privately owned stadiums in the NFL. Like, most of these teams find a way to get state money.
Yeah.
And obviously that has changed. Kansas City just tried and didn't get it.
Right.
And so I'm trying to figure out Kevin Warren's arrogance in this way, somewhat based on success in Minnesota, somewhat based on the NFL's success and gravitas. And then what? The McCaskies not understanding how things actually are working these days? Yeah. Where is all this coming from?
Look, at Kansas City is the best franchise in the NFL over the last decade with the best player in the NFL, and their voters said no to public funding on a stadium. So what makes you think that the voters here are going to be different? And I did have someone in the Bears organization tell me they wonder if Kevin Warren thinks that just by virtue of being the Bears and when the fall starts, they're going to see so much excitement on the field that lawmakers are going to say, oh, we got to help them because Caleb Williams is doing so great and everything's so great.
That's where I'm going.
That's where it sounds like what the strategy is.
Yeah.
And there are people in the Bears organization that wonder if that's what, and that's not a strategy, obviously.
But that's so McCaskey-esque, and it's so Bears-esque to think, as they have for decades, we've got them right where we want them.
Yeah.
Because we're the Bears and they love us. And if there's still some of that going on, that's not very constructive.
Well, then the governor said the other day, he doesn't think they have the leverage of saying, well, we're just going to leave Illinois then. You know, they're not going to leave the Chicago area, are they? I mean, they don't have that leverage that Jerry had to say, I'm going to go to Nashville or Tampa Bay.
Could they go to Northwest Indiana?
Well, maybe that would have been a good initial play, you know, like
the Ricketts had to do it. They threatened Rosemont.
They threatened Rosemont. And you could, you know, you could, yes, if you're thinking this out strategically, you could say, well, like, let's have Northwest Indiana in our back pocket to say, well, fine, you guys don't want the economic development in Illinois, we'll go to Northwest Indiana. Well, they can't do that now. I mean, no one would believe them.
And you spent $200 million on a parcel of land out in Arlington Heights.
Right.
So that's a problem, too. Paris, where can people see your latest stuff?
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I love you guys. And this is such a thrill to be here. I've listened to The Score my whole life. So Fox 32, Paris on Politics airs Monday, Wednesday, Thursday at 9:30 p.m. on Fox 32 or anywhere you get podcasts. So we're going to have Mark Gannis, who I know your listeners are familiar with. We're going to have him on tonight to kind of hash through all this. He's not happy, by the way. He's siding with the Bears and saying, like, his position is it's not that big of a giveaway to them, and it is the Bears, and at some point you got to stop squeezing them. But as we talked about here, it is on the Bears to have a political strategy that's going to be a winner.
Can we see you play piano somewhere soon?
You can, Matt, as long as I can see you covering Bruce Springsteen or
whatever it's been.
Yeah.
But yeah, Davenport's. Where else?
I've got a band, and we've got an album that we're mixing right now, and so we're gonna have an album release in a couple months.
Come on now,
thanks, man.
We would like to be invited to that.
Yes,
yes, you will be invited.
Yeah, I'd like to sing three
tribute.
Songs.
Open for Tributosaurus.
There you go.
Okay.
Also, Baby T, Tyler Ferengul would like to sing two songs.
There you go.
He's only got two in his repertoire. It's fine. Paris, thanks for the time.
Oh, thank you, guys. This is a thrill.
Appreciate you.
Paris Schutz of Fox 32 dropping in, giving us a lot of great information on the Bears and their stadium woes. When we come back, what are the coaches saying about this team? Woo, boy. You'll want to stick around for this next segment here on the
Score. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Look at this duo. He's all grown up. Look at you two. I love the mashup between you two, by the way. It's like two great comic books that I used to collect are now a team up.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Brave and the Bold, Joe Cowley. The Brave and the Bold. It is a Spiegel and Holmes show. We are here with you until Cubs baseball. That'll be at 5:30 here on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
Oh, man, I love the pause. There is lots of stuff going on. Tune in tomorrow to the Mully and Haas Show at 9 a.m. They'll be joined by Bears GM Ryan Poles on the Score and on the Odyssey app. By the way, if you missed our conversation with Craig Counsell from earlier in the show, you can go back and listen with the Rewind feature, something you can only do in the Odyssey app. Search 670 The Score and tap earlier today to get started. Lawrence, we got coaches saying things about players, and this is an opportunity this August to make sure people hear some voices that perhaps they haven't heard before.
Well, one voice they have heard before, and it's usually yelling and cussing at people, and that's the voice of Eric Bieniemy. And Eric Bieniemy had a lot of things to say about the running backs, but we have a bet about Kyle Manungai.
Yeah, man, he's going to make the team.
And then I sent Spiegs the cut-up of the pass pro, and he maybe felt a little bit differently about him.
I still think I'm going to win that bet. You're cool with it because you get a tasty steak at Firehouse either way.
Either way, and I get to hang out with you.
It's true.
Either way.
Lucky you.
Luck, but I would like for you to pay. So here's what Eric Bieniemy said about the rough day that Kyle Manungai had blocking people.
Kyle got kind of thrown into the fire right away with the pass protection in that game the other day. How do you feel like he held up?
You know what? It wasn't good. But I'll say this. Here's the beauty of it. Sometimes without no bad luck, you wouldn't have any good luck at all. And he learned something. First and foremost, we always talk about the importance of hand placement. Played against a kid that we drafted in Kansas City, Willie Gay. Willie Gay is an outstanding pass rusher. He's heavy-handed. Moral of the story, he has to do a better job of getting his hands inside. It's all about hand placement. He's very good at it, but now he needs to understand that I got to make sure my hands are engaging before his hands are. And so that's the lesson of the story. I got to make sure that I'm there, and on top of that I can protect the quarterback. Because when it's all said and done with, I know what they're going to do when the ball is in their hands. And that's great. But the most important thing these guys have been told is that I am measuring what you do on a consistent basis when that ball is not in your hands. When we drop back, we got to do an outstanding job of protecting that quarterback. I didn't think we did a great job of that this past week.
That's real talk from Eric Bieniemy.
You're only getting real talk from Eric Bieniemy. That's the thing. And for some people, his talk is too real.
You know what? It wasn't good.
It was not good.
It wasn't good. Yeah, well, you know, get that. And then the learning lesson, get those hands inside against somebody who's heavy-handed like Willie Gay.
Yeah.
You want everybody to be perfect right off the bat.
I do
you
not.
You want a seventh-round draft pick to show up knowing how to pass protect in the NFL.
I just think that if you go, you can find it. It was not good. It was.
Well, Eric,
you know, it wasn't good.
He agrees with you.
It was. I was like, ooh, is this guy even an NFL player?
Oh, boy. Maybe not in that skill just yet, but he's an NFL player.
It's a very important skill.
Antoine Randall-El is the assistant head coach, and he talked about what he's preaching to DJ Moore, who I think we can all agree sometimes needs someone preaching things to him.
The first thing is, you know, talk about, like, have you been to playoffs consistently? And the answer will be no. So let's get to that point. Like, whether you got 2 years left or 5 years or whatever it is, like, man, let's get to a point where we compete at a high level, like practicing every day, game in and game out. And the way I've communicated that to him was just from a standpoint, having a conversation, showing him what it looks like, showing him what it needs to look like over and over again, and him seeing it and then going out and responding to that. And he has.
What's involved with that? Is that intensity? Is it?
It's a lot of it's the intensity. A lot of it's the finishing the plays. And that's the most detail I can give you on that.
Thanks to CHGO for that sound, by the way. There's no suffering of fools with this coaching staff.
Good. I mean, good. We've talked so much about Caleb, and it's a big, 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 big deal. But everybody needs a culture reset. And Kevin Byard told you that Ben Johnson's good at it. He's got lieutenants who are good at it.
Can I give you another example of them not suffering fools?
Please.
Offensive line coach Dan Roschar has some thoughts about Braxton Jones.
On the day off, he and I had a little communication, and it's when I thought on Friday against Miami in the one-on-ones, and I'm not speaking out of side of my mouth here, I saw him set with balance, his hips were down, and he used his length, and I saw a player that we can win with. When I watched him Sunday, as I told him, I said, you reverted back to whatever this is for you, but that's not acceptable. And so every day we have to go in, and we'll have a standard, we'll maintain that standard or hold those guys to that standard, because what he does, or anybody that's playing the left tackle or any other position, impacts the entirety of our group.
Let's go.
Goodness gracious.
He's reverted back to being himself. Don't do that.
And that's not good enough.
Don't do that. I mean, it's so funny because, like, we all need this kind of real talk, you know? Sometimes I need somebody to sit me down and say, Spiegel, your questions sucked in that interview, and here's why. You're better than that, and here you go.
I had that scheduled for 5:35.
When we have that tasty steak together, conversation.
I'm actually really looking forward to it. They have, I don't know if you know this.
What's that?
They have a creme brulee over there.
At Firehouse?
Yeah, and they serve it with basically peanut butter cookies.
Hmm.
Fam, you're paying for that.
I think you are. As I show you a breakdown of Kyle Manunga's blocking to that point.
Well,
and then one other voice to hear, just because, like, there's a lot of people and voices around Caleb Williams, and we want you, the listeners. You've heard Ben Johnson. You've heard Declan Doyle. I don't know if you've heard JT Barrett yet, but now it's time you hear Press Taylor talking about all the voices in Caleb's ear.
I'm in the room with those guys as well, but I will always defer to those guys as we're running. I think the biggest thing, anytime you have a multitude of voices talking to one person, is everybody being aligned. So you want to make it, it's one voice only. So if Ben's in the room, it's obviously Ben. If Declan's in there, it could be Declan. A lot of times we let JT leads the quarterback meeting. And so we're all kind of making sure that we're communicating the same message. I'm not going to chime in, even if I think there's something different at the time, until we're all on the same page before we communicate that message to the quarterbacks. So a lot of it's everybody putting your ego aside, making sure there's one voice, one message for the quarterback, and there's no confusion. It's got to be black and white at times.
Well, there
one
we go.
Band, one sound.
Uh-huh. We knew this was going to be an issue. How many voices? I got a lot of cooks in the kitchen.
They still, honestly, though, have to probably figure that out. That sounds like a good plan, though. Like, let whoever's leading the room lead the conversation, unless it's Ben.
Uh-huh.
You know, he can just kind of, because he's the head coach.
I just like
the whistle and whatnot.
He's got a huge whistle. I just like the fact that we wanted to make sure everybody heard the voice that Caleb is not yet going to hear. You know?
There's a lot of people available for him.
Sure are.
We're not done with Bears coverage. In fact, we've got a Bears hit, Two Words, with Chris Emma coming up, and he's got all sorts of sound from the locker room. You haven't heard it yet. Don't go anywhere. It's next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.